Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And y'all gonna hear me. It's a great word. We're gonna be coming out of Psalms, Proverbs, and Job this morning, particularly Job. But we're gonna start off a little different this morning. We're gonna start off in in Psalms. But the word that God gave me is to give my prayer for today. First a while. All who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. Hebrews 4:10 NLT. And our prayer for this morning is, Abba, you are the love that brings my soul rest. I take my cue from you, Creator God, who took time to rest and enjoy the work of your hands. After you created the world and everything in it, you have all the balance I'm looking for in my life. You are not a workaholic, and you are not lazy. You who created me know exactly what I need for every season of life. I will not work myself into burnout, keeping the endless checklist of what needs to be done as a guilt motivator in the back of my mind. Lord, you are so much better than that. Teach me to make margin in my life, instilling rest as a value. I know that as I take in you, enjoying life without the constant constraints of work for one day a week, I will find the refresh I need to keep going with the full tank. May I develop the habit of rest, becoming countercultural in how I set aside the hustle and find my repose in you. When was the last time you spent a whole day doing what was restful? And honestly, I cannot find that time. When I look through my work, my week, I'm like, what day did I just say I'm not doing anything? I haven't had an anything day, and I am going to find one coming up. I need an anything day. I'm not doing anything, and I'm going to try to find that day so I can rest. In our word today, Job is going through again, and the word God gave me came from our psalm that we'll have this morning from Psalm 97. And it says, you who love the Lord hate evil. And Job's friends all think that he is evil, that all of this stuff would not be happening to him unless he was evil. And they're going to give him a what for. But let's go to the psalm first, and then we're going to go over to Job and see what this all, how this all fits together. And the psalm says, let all who put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols, worship him, all you got. Zion hears and is glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgment, O Lord. But you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is shown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Father God, we rejoice in your word. We rejoice in your love. We rejoice in the grace that you give us, God. And we're asking you today, as we decrease and as I decrease, Father God, let these words permeate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to abhor evil because we love you to see past the surface of everything to what is right and what is good. Lord God, we're asking for unity in the body of Christ, God, that there be no confusion, that there be no clique in this group is better than that group, but that we all love each other as much as we love you, God. And let us love you above all things. But you are my daddy, God, and I know without any doubt in my mind that you love me. In spite of me, you love me. So, Father God, I lift this word up to you, asking you to increase. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength and redeemer. And I cannot do this without you, Father. So, Father, as you increase, let me decrease. And let these words touch hearts, minds, and spirits that come from you. Remove all flesh, God, and put in your Holy Spirit. In the name of the Master and Holy and Divine Savior, my friend, oh, hallelujah, my love, Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit this morning, allowing God to permeate. Question becomes, do you love God and hate evil? Because when you who love the Lord hate evil, everything else is going to fall into place. He preserves the souls of his saints. He preserves the souls of his saints. You know, folks running around in this era and day talking about killing folks. I'm going to kill this person and kill that person. You know, everybody who disagrees with me deserves to die. What kind of crazy foolishness is that? It is not of God. It's not of God. God wants us to love each other. God wants us to love him above everything and everybody. There is not one man on this earth more important than God. There is not one spirit on this earth more important than the Holy Spirit. And there is not a man that has ever walked this earth more perfect than our Savior Jesus Christ. And the question is, you remember the little braces we had back in the, I guess, 90s and aughts? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in this season? What would Jesus do with the divisive spirits that are running around? What would Jesus do if he saw how folks are acting? And our next psalm is, we're going to read the 98th psalm in its entirety, and then we're going to get into Job. And in our 98th psalm, it says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp. With the harp, the sound of a psalm. With trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the world, those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. God is coming back. And we're going to have an accounting. You who love the Lord, hate evil. And I love what Dr. Stanley says. And for those that are just joining, moving forward, this is a Bible study. and we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. And again, I'm not paid by any of Dr. Stanley's ministries, not by InTouch, not by Dr. Stanley, to hawk this Bible. But I will say, as I say every day, this Bible is one of the best Bibles you can have in your biblical arsenal. It is important to have a good daily study Bible, one that you can meditate on every day. As the Word says, meditate on the Word of God day and night. As we can do that, this is a great Bible to do it with. So I say, if you don't have it, and again, I'm not paid by ChristianBooks.com either, but ChristianBooks.com is having a major Bible sale right now, and this is a great time to buy Bibles. If you are looking for a good Bible, now is the time to buy it, ChristianBooks.com. So, and again, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. This is Moving Forward with Minister Bridget. And so let's get back into our word and just doing some life lessons. So life lessons, life questions, what the Bible says, life examples, these all come from Dr. Stanley. And it just helps us to understand the Bible better. So please get this Bible. It is worth your while. We have come a long way. We started on January 1 and on page 1, Genesis chapter 1. And today we are on page 1005. We have read 1005 pages of the Bible. That is God. And all I can say is thank you, because I've gained so much, and I pray that those that listen in, that you have gained as well. So back to our word and our title for today, Psalm 97 and 10, you who love the Lord hate evil. And this is what Dr. Stanley says in our psalm. He says, as our taste for the Lord and his loving, holy nature grows, our distaste for anything that dishonors and displeases him should also grow. Our love for God should prompt us to help others love him too. And not all that craziness that's going on. God wants us to love each other. You know, not talk about killing somebody because they disagree with you on something that has absolutely nothing to do with your walk with God. And as we go into Psalms 98 and 9, it says, with righteousness he shall judge the world. Jesus told his disciples, the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. John 5 and 22. When he returns, Jesus will fulfill this verse and bring God's justice to our troubled planet. Understand, the Savior is coming back. And the question becomes, would you love the Lord? Would you love him if he didn't look like you? Would you love him if he didn't have the same politics that you have? Would you love him if he had a disability? Would you love him if he was a little different? The question becomes, would you love God regardless? And that's something we got to think about. As we get into Job, Job's friends couldn't love him regardless. You know, Job is fighting for his life. He knows that he loves God, and he knows that right now he is under serious spiritual attack. And he's feeling like God has given up on him. You're in pain. All you want to do is just let me die. That's how Job is feeling. Just let me die. I'm going through and I'm tired. I'm tired, God. And, you know, I just don't know. Just, you know, I think he's just like, I'm ready. You know, just take me. And it breaks your heart because you're like, but he's a good man. So why is he going through? Again, what does our word tell us? It rains on the just and the unjust. So let's get into this word. We are coming out of Job chapter 29, starting in verse 1. And it says, Job further continued his discourse and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. What did that psalm tell us? You will love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He even delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is shown for the righteous. And what did Job say? And when his lamp shone upon my head, Job was a righteous man. And when by his light I walked through darkness, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me, when my steps were bathed with clean, and the rock poured out rivers of oil for me. And understand, he lost his children. He lost them all now. Then he says, and when I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the young men saw me and hid, and the aged arose and stood. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. The voice of nobles was hushed, and their tongue stuck to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw, then it approved me. Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless and the ones who had no helper. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know. I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victim from his feet. Then I said, I shall die in my nest and multiply my days as the sand. My root is spread out to the water, and the dew lies all night on my branch. My glory is fresh with me, and my bow is renewed in my hand. Men listened to me and waited and kept silent for my counsel. After my words, they did not speak again, and my speech settled on them as dew. They waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the spring rain. If I mocked at them, they did not believe it, and the light of my countenance they did not cast down. I chose the way for them and sat as chief. So I dwelt as a king in the army, as one who comforts mourners. And when we go back for this life lesson from Job chapter 29, verse 2, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me. Job did not realize that even as he uttered this word, God was still closely and loving watching over him. His hardship did not mean that God had abandoned him. The same is true for us. We feel sometimes we go through, where is God and has he forgotten me? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Why am I going through all of this? Where is my God? Has he forgotten about me? Lord, you know I love you. Lord, you know I'm right here. Do you see me? Do you see me, God? We have those moments in our life, those do you see me, God moments. But God sees us. He's always with us. He said in his word, and we stand on that word, I will never leave you or forsake you. I stand on God's word. I believe it. I know in my heart that he loves me more than I could ever love myself. I just love God so much, and I thank him every day for his grace and his mercy toward me. We go through, all of us. We will all go through, but let's never forget to trust God. And sometimes it's hard. You just want to just lay down and cry. But God said, I will be with you. And again, you who love the Lord ain't evil. So you're not going to do anything to embarrass your Father God. So let's keep moving in this word. Job chapter 30. But now they mock at me. Now these are people that held him in high esteem. They held him in high esteem. Because he had everything. Job was like all that in a bag of chips. If there's such a thing as a bag of chips now. I know folks, the vernacular has changed. But the bottom line is, he was good. He was special. And he was loved by God. It says, but now they mock at me, men younger than I, whose fathers I disdain to put with the dogs of my flock. Indeed, their profit is the strength of their hands to me. Indeed, what profit of their hands to me? Their vigor has perished. They are gaunt from want and famine, fleeing late to the wilderness, desolate waste. Who pluck mellow by the bushes and broom tree roots for their food? They were driven out from among men. They shouted at them as at a thief. They had to live in the cliffs of the valley, in caves of the earth and the rocks. Among the bushes they braved, under the nestles they nestled. They were sons of fools, yes, sons of vile men. They were scourged from the land. They were scourged from the land. And now I am their taunting song. Yes, I am their byword. They abhor me. They keep far from me. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Because he has offered strength before me. At my right hand, the rubble arises. They push away my feet. And they rise against me, their way of destruction. They break up my path. They promote my calamity. They have no helper. They come as broad breakers. Under the ruinous storm, they roll along. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my honor as the wind. And my prosperity has passed like a cloud. Wow. Many I've had and lost. Understand, if you've had, if you've been a have and then you become a have not, you don't know how to act sometimes. But understand that God will humble you to get your attention. Job didn't do anything wrong. He was just a righteous man who God brought attention to the devil. And he's like, oh, I'm going after him. But God gave him permission to do it. Understand, nothing happens to us unless God gives permission for it to happen. So if something is going on in your life, it may be your own doing, but understand that the enemy cannot bother you unless God gives permission. So all it's doing is making you stronger. Whatever you're going through, it's making you either spiritually strong or physically and spiritually strong. God does everything for a reason. And I understand in my case, the things that God has been for my good is making me stronger and thankful for what I do have. Thank God every day for your blessings. And then it goes on to say, and now my soul is poured out because of my plight. The days of affliction take hold of me. My bones are pierced in me at night, and my gnawing pains take no rest. By great force, my garment is disfigured. It binds me about as the collar of my coat. He has cast me into the mire, and I become like dust and ashes. I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. I stand up, and you regard me, but you have become cruel to me. With the strength of your hand, you oppose me. You lift me up to the wind. You lift me up to the wind. God wants the best for us. You lift me up to the winds. Job has said, I'm going through, God. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going through. God loves us so much. God loves us so much. And then as we continue, it says this. I'm sitting there getting all teary-eyed for Job. I really am. Because when you think of somebody going through, and then he tells us, he says, you lift me up to the wind and cause me to ride on it. You spoil my success, for I know that you will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. How surely he would not stretch out his hand against a heap of ruins if they cry out when he destroys it. Have I not wept for him who was in trouble? Has not my soul grieved for the poor? But when I looked for good, evil came to me. You love the Lord, hate evil. And when I waited for light, then came darkness. My heart is in turmoil. I cannot rest. Days of affliction confront me. Days of affliction confront me. I go about mourning, but not in the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry out for help. I am a brother of jackals and a companion of ostriches. My skin grows black and falls from me. My bones burn with fever. My heart is turned to mourning and my flute to the voice of those who weep. And this is a life lesson. He says, I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. Just because God waits to answer our prayers does not mean that he has gotten us or that he has failed to hear our request. He works on our behalf even as we complain that he's ignoring us. The Lord already knows what you need, and he will provide what is best for you. God knows our hearts. He knows our minds. He knows our spirits. But he wants us to know that if we love him, we cannot love evil too. You who love the Lord hate evil. We cannot walk around with a foot in this camp and a foot in that camp. What did he say about the lukewarm? He's going to blow you out. You're not going to make it in the gate. Foot in, one foot out. One foot in, one foot out. God is watching everything that we do, and we got to walk right, talk right, live right, be right, for he is right and righteous, and he loves it. Job chapter 31, and it says this, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? For what is the allotment of God from above? And the inheritance of the Almighty from on high. Is it not destruction for the wicked and disaster for the workers of iniquity? Does he not see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with falsehood or if my foot has hastened to deceit, let me be weighed on honest scales, that God may know my integrity. If my step has turned from the way on my heart, walked away after my eyes, or if any sport adheres to my hands, then let me sow and another eat. Yes, let my harvest be rooted out. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, or if I have lurked at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down over her. But that would be wickedness. Yes, it would be iniquity, deserving of judgment. But that would be a fire that consumes to destruction and would root out all my increase. If I have despised the cause of my male or female servant when they complained against me, what then shall I do when God rises up? When he punishes, how shall I answer him? Did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one fashion us in the womb? if I have kept the poor from their desire, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or eaten my morsel by myself, so that the fatherless could not eat of it. But from my youth I reared him as a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow. If I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or any poor man without covering, if his heart has not blessed me, and if he was not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have raised my hand against the fatherless, then I shall I had help in the gate. When I saw I had help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder. Jonah's like, if I've done anything that's wrong, these are the things that should happen to me. And he says, for destruction from God is a terror to me, and because of his magnificence, I cannot endure. If I have made gold my hope, or said to fine gold, you are my confidence, if I have rejoiced because of my wealth was great, and because my hand was gained much, if I have observed the sun when it shines, or the moon moving in brightness, so that my heart has been secretly enticed, and my mouth has kissed my hand, this also would be an iniquity deserving of judgment. For I would have denied God, who is a best. So I was like, I haven't done any of this stuff. I've taken care of the poor. I've clothed those that needed clothes. I've fed those that need food. I've done the things I'm supposed to do. Why am I going through this stuff? But as we continue in this word, it says, if I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, I lifted myself up when evil found him. Come on now. Indeed, I have not allowed my mouth. If the men of my tent have not said, who is there that has not been satisfied with his meat? But no sojourner had to lodge in the street. For I have opened my doors to the traveler. If I have covered my transgressions as Adam, by hiding my iniquity in my bosom, because I feared the great multitude and dreaded the contempt of families, so that I kept silent and did not go out of the door. Oh, that I had done. I had one to hear me. He said, if one of y'all would hear me. Here is my mark. Oh, that the Almighty would answer me, that my persecutor had written a book. Surely I would carry it on my shoulder and bind it on me like a crown. I would declare to him the number of my steps like a friend. I would approach him. If my land cries out against me and its foes weep together, if I have eaten its fruit without money or caused its owner to lose their lives, then let thistle grow instead of wheat and weed instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. He said, let me give you my take on what's going on. But let's go back to a couple of life lessons from Job chapter 31, verse 1. I have made a covenant with my eyes. When hard times come, it can help to recall how God already has worked in our hearts to shape us into the likeness of Christ. God finishes what he starts, and what he began in us, he will certainly complete it. He's faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in me. He is doing a great work in all of us, and we need to understand he is not going to leave us. Even when we're going through our storms, you better understand he is the light at the end of that tunnel. Job 31:4, does he not see my ways and count all my steps? God does indeed see everything we do, hear everything we say, and record everywhere we go. He desires an intimate relationship with us, and his intimate knowledge of us makes that possible. God loves you. He loves me. He does not love evil, though. You who love the Lord must hate evil. We can't try to have a foot in the evil camp and a foot in the good camp. You either good or you're not. And I'm not saying those that make mistakes, those are someone's fault. Sometimes good people do bad things, but that doesn't make them not good. But when someone and something is evil, you feel it. You feel the hate. You feel the distrust. You feel that they can manipulate. And they do. Evil people do a lot of evil stuff, and they know how to smooth and manipulate the masses. So you don't even know what's going on in your life. You don't even know that 10 million people have been murdered because of this evil man's ambition. Hitler was an evil man. Evil man that good people followed. And that good people allowed to do even more evil, killing innocent people because of their faith, because they love God, because they worship God, because God had blessed them. You better understand, God is watching everything. He sees our heart. He sees our mind. Now, here we go again with the friends. And I'm putting those friends in parentheses. And it says in chapter 32 of Job, so these three men keep answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. But let's call it straight. To them, he was righteous in his own eyes. But to God, he was a righteous man. He was telling the truth. But when you tell the truth and folks already got their mind made up, they're going to believe a lie. They're going to believe what they believe, and they don't give a care what you say. And so let's see what's going to happen here. Then the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barakiah, the Uzite of the family of Ram, was aroused against Job. His wrath was aroused because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three sons, his wrath was aroused because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Now, because they were years older than he, Elihu had waited to speak to Job. And Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men. His wrath was aroused. So Elihu, the son of Barakiah, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young in years, and you are very old. Therefore, I was afraid and dared not declare my opinion to you. I said, age should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice. Therefore, I say, listen to me. I will declare my opinion. Indeed, I waited for your words. I listened to your reasoning while you searched out what to say. I paid close attention to you, and surely not one of you convinced Job. I answered his words, lest you say, we have found wisdom. God will vanquish him, not man. Now he has not directed his words against me, so I will not answer him with your words. They are dismayed and answered no more. And I have waited because they did not speak, because they stood still and answered no more. I also will answer my part. I too will declare my opinion, for I am full of words. The spirit within me compels me. Indeed, my belly is like wine that has no vent. It is ready to burst like new wineskins. I will speak that I may find relief. I must open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray, show partiality to anyone, nor let me flatter any man. For I do not know how to flatter, else my maker would soon take me away. Woo! Little boy coming up, talking a whole lot of stuff. I'm young. He told you who he was. He said, I'm young. But I'm listening to all y'all, and I think I know more than you do. So let's see what this word, this life lesson for Job chapter 32 says. I am full of words. Elihu, time holding his tongue. He thought he had much to add, but in fact, he merely restated the foolish things already said in the multitude of words. Sin is not lacking. Come on now. Proverbs 10 and 19. I know everything. I got this thing going on. And let's go back and hit a couple of Proverbs before we finish up this Job way. And when we go with the Proverbs, it just seems to fit this young man who thinks he knows it all. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 15, starting at verse 15, it says, my son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself, yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things. And as he continues, it says, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all day. Kiddo just decided he had it going on, and he knew what he was talking about. He had something to say. And so let's go in, and we'll finish up that proverb. I just read Proverbs chapter 23, verses 15 through 18. And let's finish up our Job word. And this is in Job chapter 33 where we're starting. But please, Job, hear my speech and listen to all my words. Now I open my mouth. My tongue speaks in my mouth. My words come from my upright heart. My lips utter pure knowledge. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. If you can answer me, set your words in order before me. Take your stand. Truly, I am as your spokesman before God. I also have been formed out of clay. Surely no fear of me will terrify you, nor will my hand be heavy on you. Surely you have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the sound of your words, saying, I am pure without transgression. I am innocent, and there is no iniquity in me. Yet he finds occasion against me. He counts me as his infidel. He watches all my pain. Look, in this you are not righteous. I will answer you. But God is greater than man. Why do you contend with him? For he does not give an account of any of his works. But God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. Okay, little boy, you talk that trash. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and feels the instruction in order to turn man from his deeds and conceal pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Man is also chastened with pain on his bed and with strong pain in many of his bones, so that his life absorbs bread and his soul succulent food. His flesh wastes away from sight, and his bones stick out, which once were not seen. Yes, his near the pit, and his life to the executioner. If there is a messenger for him, a mediator, one amongst a thousand to show man his uprightness, then he is gracious to him, and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be young like a child. He shall run to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God, and he will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy, for his restores to man his righteousness. Then he looks at men and says, I have sinned and perverted what was right, and it did not profit me. He will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light. Behold, God works all these things twice, in fact, three times with a man, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Give ear, Job. Listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me. Hold your peace, and I will teach you wisdom. Okay, little man, little kiddo, who are you to try to teach these older men wisdom? You haven't even lived there yet. But he thinks he knows some stuff. So let's see what this young man has to say. But again, from the mouths of babes come wisdom too. So don't get it twisted. Because sometimes children can lead you in the right direction and give you an understanding of God's word more than you have even understand yourself. Kids will put you on they will keep you on your toes, and I'm believing that. I got a little girl who is smart as a whip, and the questions she asks, I have to look at her and say, who is this child? Because she's asking great questions, and it's making me think and making me have to study, because she is hitting me with the left and the right, and I have to know what I'm talking about. So I was like, okay, Lord, let me go to the Word. So I had to go and pull out the Word as I was teaching, because she asked some questions and I had to answer them. And I'm like, okay, God, work with me. You know, show me what it takes to be young people. And then let's continue. It says, Ellie, your father answered and said, hear my words, you wise men. Give ear to me, you who have knowledge. But the ear test words as the palate tastes food. Let us choose justice for ourselves. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous, but God has taken away my justice. Should I lie concerning my right? My wound is incurable, though I am without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinks scorn like water, who goes in company with the workers of iniquity and walks with wicked men? For you said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight in God. Therefore, listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do wickedness and from the Almighty to commit iniquity. For he pays man according to his work and makes man a reward according to his way. Surely God will never do wickedly, nor will the Almighty pervert justice. Who gave him charge over the earth, or who appointed him over the whole world? If he should set his heart on it, if he should gather to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh will perish together, and man will return to dust. If you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the sound of my words. Should one who hates justice govern? Will you condemn him who is the most just? Is it fitting to say to a king, you are worthless, and to nobles, you are wicked? Yet he is not partial to prison, nor does he regard the rich more than the poor, but they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die, in the middle of the night the people are shaken and pass away. The mighty are taken away without a hand, for his eyes are on the ways of man. And he sees all his steps. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he need not further consider a man that he should go before God in judgment. He breaks in pieces mighty men without iniquity and sets others in their place. Therefore he knows their works. He overthrows them in the night and they are crushed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others because they turn back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come to him. But he hears the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hides his face, who then can see him? Whether it is against a nation or a man alone, that the hypocrite should not reign, lest the poor be ensnared. But has anyone said to God, I have borne chastening, I will offend no more. Teach me what I do not see. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should he repay it according to your terms, just because you disavow it? You must choose and not I. Therefore, speak what you know. Say to me, wise men who listen to me, Job speaks without knowledge. His words are without wisdom. Oh, that Job was tried to the utmost, because his answers are like those of wicked men. For he adds rebellion to his sin. He clapped his hands among us and multiplied his words against God. Who is this child standing up and talking a whole bunch of trash to these men who may not always know what they're talking about? But we got to understand, as this life lesson said, God makes in one way or in another, yet man does not preserve it. Because God may want to speak to us in any number of ways, some of them quite surprising. We must always keep our ears open and our spirits ready to listen for his voice. Job chapter 34, verse 12. God will never do wickedly, nor will the Almighty pervert justice. We may not understand why God allows some very bad things to happen to very godly people, but we never have to wonder about it, his character. He will always do what is right. That truth will never change. God knows our hearts. God knows our spirits. God knows us. And as we go back to our Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 19 through 21, hear my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Do not mix with wine bibbers, or with gluttonous eaters of meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Whew! That is our word for this morning. And all I can say is, wow. It is an awesome word today. We have gone up and down a roller coaster. It has been awesome. And on Sunday, we will be going into 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We will be starting a new book. We have read this morning for your hearing. We have been in the book of Job, starting at chapter 29, verse 1, and we have just finished Job chapter 34, verse 37. And our song for this morning, we started in the 97th Psalm and the 98th Psalm, which we completed. And we will be in, we will not have a psalm on Sunday because we have read all the psalm and all the proverbs for the next 3 days. So we will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 through chapter 3 on Sunday. As we say every day, God willing, we will be together again on Sunday. It has been an awesome word and just something to keep in your spirit and in your mind. You love the Lord, hate evil. Pray for those that do things that are wrong. We got to love God. We got to love God with every part of our heart, mind, and spirit. God is good all the time. And so, keep God first. Keep God first all the time. So as we go forth today, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And it's the word for yesterday and today, and it's this. Don't let that situation you're experiencing weigh you down. Come on now. All up in Job's business. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, whatever we're going through. Remember that God will never leave us or forsake us, that he is always there. Even when you're going through the bad, God is there. Even when you're going through the ugly, God is there. Whatever you're going through, remember, God is there and he is with you. And for this morning, good morning. Faith is not knowing what the future holds, but knowing who holds your future. Hallelujah. God holds our future. And today, Sister Carolyn has said, and I agree 100%, Have a faith-filled body that suffers the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Arise, and his enemies be scattered. For God is in charge of everything. He is in charge of our hope. He's in charge of our future. He's in charge of the very air we breathe. Thank God today. And remember, he is in charge. You love God, hate evil. We got to taste and see that our Lord God is good, and he loves us. And before we get out of here, our last prayer, if I quit, if we are joined with him in his suffering, then we will reign together with him in his triumph. But if we disregard him, then he will also disregard us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, TPT. Everlasting Father, you are my sustainer in every season. Let me be found in you both now and at the end of my life. I don't want to stray from you, God. In the trials of life, may I be found secure in the loyalty of your love. You don't ever let go of me. May I not pull myself from your grip by refusing to stick with you in the suffering of life. You do not promise an easy life. I know this. I don't want easy. I want connection with you. You are my lifeline. Lord, I won't pretend that I haven't wondered if a different life would be better, but I keep coming back to you. I couldn't imagine life without you, and I don't honestly want to. Upholder of my faith, you are too good for me to leave behind for temporal relief or pleasure. Lord, give me vision to see the beauty of the end goal so that even in the hard times, I will not lose all hope. Ooh, hallelujah. And the word for today, what would it cost you to give up your faith? All working together. Keep moving forward, family, and know that God is with us wherever we go. And as we wrap up this morning, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, knowing that you are a child of God, and he loves you more than anything. And as our word says, you who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is shown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Be blessed, family, and have a wonderful weekend. Please join me, God willing, on Sunday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we move forward in 1 Corinthians, a new book, a new chapter. Have a great day. It's a wrap.